Hey everyone, welcome back for another deep dive with us. You know, whether you're getting ready for a big strategy meeting or just keeping an eye on what's new out there, you probably heard this term micro-segmentation. And we thought it was high time for a deep dive into what it really means for all of us. We're really in luck today to have some amazing insights from Eduardo Senezuela. He's a total pro in business strategy and management, and he had some fascinating things to say on a recent radio show. We'll be looking at it for sure.
Yeah, it was so interesting to hear his take on how much the business world has changed. I mean, think about it. It used to be that. Like Senezuela was saying, a good location was pretty much all you needed to succeed. You know, not much competition back then. He gave this example of how you could just open up shop and miss. People would come because they didn't have many other choices. But now
Like
it's a
said,
whole
just
small game.
many options out there.
Yeah.
Information overload, you know?
Absolutely. And that's why you can't just rely on those broad demographics anymore or just location. Like just saying, okay, we're targeting 25 to 35-year-olds in Chicago. It's not enough. Senezuela really argues that we need to go deeper than that, to understand the psychology, the why behind people's choices. You know what he calls psychosegmentation, looking at buying habits, of course, but also values, even the emotions driving those purchases. Moving away from this spray and pray approach of mass marketing and really zeroing in on understanding the individual, and data and algorithms play a huge role in that scene as well. I was pointing out, think about how companies like Facebook and Google target us with these super specific ads. They're using our online behavior, our preferences, all this data to build these incredibly detailed profiles.
Which leads us to this really interesting concept that Senezuela talks about, the privacy paradox, that tension between wanting these deep insights about customers, but also this increasing focus on data privacy and regulations. Businesses want to personalize everything, but at the same time, people are more aware and concerned than ever about how their data is being used.
It's something we all deal with personally too, don't you think? I mean, we all love those personalized recommendations, but then there's that little shiver of unease when you see an ad for something you were just talking about. Makes you wonder how much is too much, you know?
Exactly. And Senezuela's point is that businesses really need to walk this tightrope carefully, find ways to gather those insights, but also be transparent and respectful of customer privacy. He talks about focusing on quality data from customers who are willing to share, rather than just trying to get as much information as possible, even if it crosses ethical lines.
Yeah, that's a key point for sure. And it leads right into what we're going to be digging into next, how micro-segmentation can actually help with this challenge. It's really fascinating stuff.
Yeah, I'm excited to hear more about that. After the break, we'll be back to explore how businesses are using micro-segmentation to get better results with less data and how you can apply these ideas in your own work. Stick with us.
It's really a fascinating challenge, isn't it? And Senezuela thinks that micro-segmentation can really help by, you know, really focusing on getting those deep insights from specific customer segments. Businesses can actually get better results with less data. It's all about quality over quantity.
That makes a lot of sense when you think about it. Instead of trying to be everything to everyone, you're really honing in on a specific group, their needs, their desires. You're crafting your message, your product, even your whole approach to really resonate with that particular audience. Senezuela even suggested that this could be a game changer, especially for those small and medium-sized businesses who might not have the resources for those big mass marketing campaigns.
He had a great example of this, a consultancy over in Morelos, Mexico. They were having trouble attracting clients, trying to cast a wide net, but their marketing wasn't really working.
Right, they weren't connecting with anyone.
Exactly. So they decided to really nail down their niche, figure out exactly what type of client they were best suited for. They really honed their messaging and focused on a specific geographic area through geotargeting, basically targeting their ads online to people in a certain radius.
Oh, that's smart.
And they saw a huge increase in traffic and conversions.
That's a perfect example of how micro-segmentation can be so much more efficient than just trying to reach everyone. It's about being strategic.
And Senezuela really emphasized it's not just about location either. You can micro-segment based on all sorts of things, demographics, interests, online behavior, even where they are in their buying cycle. Like, are they just starting to research or are they ready to buy?
It's about really understanding the nuances of your audience, their pain points, their motivations, and tailoring everything you do to that.
Exactly. And it's not just a one-time thing. It's an ongoing process. As your business grows and your customer base changes, you need to keep refining your understanding of those micro segments.
Senezuela had this great analogy about how it's like having a one-on-one conversation. Instead of shouting into a crowded room, you know, when you're micro-segmenting, you can actually speak directly to the people. Mm-hmm. Who are most likely to be interested in what you have to offer?
It's a much more personal approach, and it lets you build much stronger relationships with your customers. When they feel like you understand their needs, they're more likely to trust you, engage with your brand, and ultimately become loyal customers.
So for our listeners who are thinking, okay, this all sounds great, but how do we actually do this? Where would you suggest they start? What are some practical steps to implement micro-segmentation in their own businesses or careers?
Well, the first thing is you really have to dig deep into your existing customer data. Who are your most valuable customers? What do they have in common? Demographics, interests, buying habits, that kind of thing.
So you need to understand who you're already serving well to find more people like them. But what if you're a new business or you don't have a lot of customer data yet?
That's where market research comes in. You need to define your ideal customer profile. Who are you trying to reach? What are their needs, their pain points, their goals, their aspirations? There are so many tools and resources out there, online surveys, focus groups, even just looking at your competitors and seeing who they're targeting.
So it's about gathering data from your current customers
mm-hmm.
and from your target market. But then what? How do you actually segment that data into meaningful groups?
There are different approaches, of course, but a lot of people use a combination of demographic, behavioral, and psychographic factors. Demographics are things like age, gender, location, income. Behavioral data looks at things like purchase history, website activity, engagement with your marketing. And psychographics go even deeper. Values, beliefs, lifestyle, personality traits.
That's a lot of information to process. Are there any tools or software that could help with this?
Definitely, there are tons of customer relationship management systems, CRM systems, and marketing automation platforms that can help you collect, organize, and analyze that data. A lot of them even have built-in segmentation features, so you can create targeted lists based on specific criteria.
That sounds really helpful. So once you've gathered and segmented all this data, what's the next step? How do you actually use it?
That's where your marketing strategy comes in. You need to tailor your messaging, your content, your offers, your whole approach to each specific micro segment.
Can you give us an example?
Sure. Let's say you're a clothing retailer. You've got two main customer groups, young, fashion-conscious people who are really active on social media, and then older, more affluent customers who want high-quality, timeless pieces.
So how would you approach them differently?
Well, for the younger group, you'd probably focus on social media marketing, influencer collaborations, trendy, affordable pieces. You'd use language that resonates with them and highlight things like sustainability and ethical sourcing.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
What about the older group?
For them, you might focus more on email, marketing, print advertising. Showcase those high quality classic pieces. Emphasize the craftsmanship, durability, exclusivity. Maybe even offer personalized styling services or exclusive events.
That's a really great example of how understanding your micro segments lets you create these really targeted campaigns.
Exactly. It's all about speaking their language, meeting their needs, and giving them that personalized experience.
So to wrap it all up, micro-segmentation is about moving away from that one-size-fits-all approach and embracing a more targeted, personalized strategy. It's about really understanding your customers, using data to group them in meaningful ways, and then tailoring everything you do to meet their specific needs and desires.
Yeah.
It's like moving from a loudspeaker to a laser pointer, really focusing your efforts. And Senezuela actually had this really interesting idea that I wanted to get your take on.
Oh, you mean the customer of your customer concept?
Exactly. It's like taking that customer-centric approach and expanding it even further. You're not just thinking about your immediate customer, but who they serve, what their needs are, and how understanding that whole chain can give you even deeper insights into your target audience.
It's such a smart way to think about it, to really broaden your perspective and find those hidden opportunities. Senezuela gave that example of the company that sells software to dentists. They realized that if they really understood the needs and challenges of the dental patients, the customer of their customer, they could develop features and marketing messages that would really resonate with dentists.
It's like peeling back another layer of the onion, and it makes you realize everyone's part of this bigger ecosystem, and understanding how your product or service fits into that can be so valuable.
Definitely. And it can even help you anticipate future trends, adapt your strategy. If you know what's happening downstream, you can start preparing for those changes before they even hit your immediate customers.
That's a great point. So if we were to sum all this up for our listeners, what are the most important things to remember about micro-segmentation?
I'd say first, really embrace that shift from mass marketing to a more targeted approach. The spray and pray days are over. You have to know your audience deeply and tailor your efforts to their needs and desires.
Second, invest the time and resources into gathering and analyzing that customer data. That's the foundation of any good micro-segmentation strategy, whether it's surveys, CRM systems, market research. The more you understand your customers, the better you'll be able to segment them effectively.
And finally, remember, it's an ongoing process. Your customer base is always changing, so you need to keep up with those changes. Adapt your segmentation strategy. Don't be afraid to experiment. Try different things and really keep refining your understanding of your target audience.
So for all you deep divers out there, as Sanzuela puts it, challenge yourself. Think about that customer of your customer. You might be surprised by what you discover. And remember, the journey of understanding your customer, it never really ends. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive into micro-segmentation. We'd love to hear your thoughts. How are you using these ideas in your own business or career? Share your insights on social media. And keep the conversation going.